This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on the Steve Callis Show. It's Friday, December 7th, 2012. Pearl Harbor Day. Always remember the veterans, but especially on Pearl Harbor Day and a couple of other days, Veterans Day, Memorial Day. Remember what happened. But today we have a lot to do. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. One game in the NFL last night was a big game for the Denver Broncos, not a big game for the Oakland Raiders. Denver goes into Oakland, and the resurgence or return of Peyton Manning continues. Denver 26 at Oakland 13. Denver moves to 10-3. Oakland drops to 3-10. Was a game early. Manning hits Joel Dreesen for a 7-yard TD, puts him up 7-0, but both Manning and Carson Palmer get intercepted. Palmer by Champ Bailey, Manning by Phillip Adams. Eventually, Palmer hits Darren McFadden with a 6-yard touchdown pass to cut the lead to 13-7. Looked like we had a game at halftime, but in the second half, of course, it was all Denver. Field goal to make it 16-7. No Sean Moreno with a touchdown to make it 26-13. Never really in jeopardy in the second half. Moreno, 32 rushes for 119 yards and a touchdown. He's really picked up for the Broncos since, of course, Willis McGahee was hurt. Manning, what can you say about Manning? 26 for 36, 310 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Carson Palmer, who you thought when he came back last year could lead the Raiders to the playoffs and then lead them to a good season this year. It just hasn't happened. 19 for 30, 273 yards, two touchdowns, one pick. Moreno, again, 119 yards and a touchdown. Decker, eight receptions for 88 yards. Thomas, 5 for 83. Dreesen, 5 for 30, including that one touchdown pass that Manning had. For the Raiders, McFadden, 11 rushes for 52 yards. Hayward Bay, 5 receptions for 82 yards and a touchdown. Streeter, 4 receptions for 100 yards. It's just not enough for Oakland. They just don't have the firepower. Broncos, 26. Raiders, 13. Now, during this game, Peyton Manning went over 5,000 career completions, you know, a stunning number. And, of course, you understand what Brett Favre was able to do. He has the record at 6,300 NFL completions. So Manning's still a little under 1,300 away from Brett Favre's all-time record. But, again, Denver, I won't say they've been the surprise. The question was, would Peyton Manning be okay? And he's been more than okay. And now the Broncos are in a clear lead in their division. In fact, they've now clinched their division after their win last night. As you know, the Patriots have already clinched the AFC East. The Texans are 11-1, haven't clinched because they do have to play the 8-4 Colts twice. And in fact, the Texans are playing the Patriots this week, so that could set up a very interesting dynamic. We'll get to a few of Sunday's games a little later, and we'll give you a pick as always. But last night, Broncos 26, Raiders 13. Broncos 10-3, they'd like to be the number two seed. Raiders already wait till next year at 3-10. A few other NFL notes. Ben Roethlisberger will play this Sunday for the Steelers against the Chargers. He's going to have some complex protection vest, shoulder, or something to protect him. But he's apparently able to throw the ball, and he will be wearing some. It's not just a flak jacket. There's a little more than that because he has a shoulder injury. So he will be playing this Sunday against the Chargers, and, of course, the Chargers have gone the wrong way. Don't even think Norv Turner with their, like, hot Decembers will get back into it this year. But Steelers need a win. They're 7-5 right now. They do have the second playoff spot, but they have a tough schedule. and the Colts are 8-4 with the first playoff spot, first wild card spot, I should say, and of course the Bengals right behind both of them at 7-5. We'll get to the standings a little later as well. For the Ravens now, Ray Lewis will not play this weekend. Terrell Suggs may not play this weekend. And, of course, that's going to be a fascinating game, RG3 and the Redskins in a must-win situation for them against the Ravens and their watered-down defense, I'll say. They're, I don't want to say they're viewed to be an offensive team now because they still have an excellent defense, but the differential between their offense and defense isn't what it once was. Flacco's better. They have a good offense. Ray Rice is fantastic. So we'll have to wait and see on that. Now, the Texans against New England, no Gronkowski for New England. Now no Julian Edelman. But, you know, they still have Hernandez. They still, of course, have Welker. I mean, they're the Patriots. What are you going to say? That should be an interesting game. I happen to think the Patriots are better than the Texans. And if the Patriots, they really have some motivation, because if they can beat the Texans, they'll be within one game of the Texans. And the Texans, if they lose one of their final three, then the Patriots will have the tiebreaker. So this is a big game, even though both teams are already in the playoffs and the Patriots have already clinched their division. So that's another interesting game this weekend as well. A couple other interesting games quickly. Cowboys at the Bengals. The Bengals are, they've been playing very well. I did pick them to make the playoffs at the beginning of the year, and they weren't doing so well, but now they are. The Cowboys, it's life and death for the Cowboys, so that's why the Cowboys have a chance. They lose, they're pretty much out of it. Bears at the Vikings clinging to hope, the Bears trying to really dominate more. I just think the Bears are a better team. Falcons at the Panthers as well. The Panthers, you know, lost to Kansas City in the wake of that Javon Belcher murder-suicide, but the Panthers couldn't beat the Chiefs, so you don't think they really have much of a chance against the Falcons. Those are really your main games this weekend. Obviously, there are a few others. Lions at the Packers, you know, I think the Lions are pretty much done. Saints at the Giants, the Saints are pretty much done. Jets at Jaguars, you probably heard, you know, that's a meaningless game, but the interesting thing, at least in New York, is that Rex Ryan has decided to go back to Mark Sanchez. He'll be on the short leash, but, you know, they have to make a decision. Is this guy the guy or is he not the guy? If you really benched him for the rest of the season, then your decision is he's not the guy, and he's guaranteed $8 million for next year, so he'd have to be paid next year anyway, either as a backup or a starter. That's a problem, but you know, there's simply been no progression for Mark Sanchez, and it's not all his fault. Their offensive line is just okay. The weapons he had around him 2 or 3 years ago are not what they are today, but still, Sanchez has not progressed. He was horrific when he got pulled last week in that 7-6 debacle. That was a jet win. McElroy apparently will be the backup. Originally, they thought he wasn't going to dress, that Tebow was going to be okay. But McElroy will now be the backup. Tebow, not 100%. But that's more the soap opera in New York than anything that really has to, of really any importance, frankly, in the overall big picture of the NFL. Want to move to the NBA. Only a couple of games last night, but one very interesting game. The Knicks, and I think the Knicks are showing they're a premier team in the NBA. No Carmelo Anthony, who got hurt the night before. He dove into the stands. He needed 5 stitches on his non-shooting hand, on a finger in his non-shooting hand. Said he was going to try and go last night and then couldn't. So the Knicks, on the second day of back-to-backs, where you wouldn't think they'd be good because of their age factor, without Carmelo Anthony on the road in Miami. Now, Miami lost to the Washington Wizards the other day, so it's not like they're killing it either. But the Knicks bury the Heat 112-92, up 2 after 3 quarters, and then hold the Heat to 12 points in the 4th quarter to win by 20. Knicks 112, Heat 92. With Carmelo down, Stoudemire not back yet, the star of the game easily, Raymond Felton, 10 for 20, including 6 for 10 from 3-point land, 27 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. You really got to give Felton a lot of credit. 7 assists, not 2 assists. 27.7 assists. He really has been. Now, he's helped tremendously by Kidd. They start 2-point guards, Felton and Kidd. Kidd with 11 points and 4 assists himself. But Felton has really been the key A lot of us, including me, thought it was a mistake to let Jeremy Lin go, but certainly Felton has been playing really well all year and was fantastic last night with no Carmelo. He took it upon himself to do some scoring. Tyson Chandler, Defensive Player of the Year, 13 points, 9 rebounds. Steve Novak off the bench, 18 points, 7 for 13 shooting. J.R. Smith, 13 points, 6 rebounds. You got to give the Knicks a ton of credit. They're deep. They're very good. They've done all this without Stoudemire. They're now 14-4, and they did it last night on the road against Miami in the second day of back-to-backs without their best player, Carmelo Anthony. So that is truly an amazing win. Again, I don't want to go all blushy on the Knicks. To me, one of the stats about the Knicks is they lead the NBA in most made three-pointers per game. They're making just under 12 three-pointers per game. I don't think that's necessarily fantastic because that can come and go. And if you have those nights where you only make 4 or 5 three-pointers, there's a good chance you're going to lose. But they have beaten Miami by 20 twice, and that means a lot, frankly. Yes, it's early, but the Knicks have shown certainly they belong. And again, they did all this without Carmelo. Yesterday, LeBron James, 31 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals. But it was the poor games, frankly, of Bosch and Wade. Bosch 3 for 12, Wade 3 for 13. So they shoot a combined 6 for 25. Bosch has 12 points and 6 rebounds. Wade has 13 points and 3 rebounds. They need that big 3, obviously, to play well. And if they don't, you know, if Chalmers only scores 7 and nobody off the bench gets double figures, Ray Allen 4 for 8, but only for 9 points. The Heat are going to be in trouble, frankly. And again, they lose to Washington, now 2-13 Washington. They get hammered by the Knicks at home by 20. So give the Knicks some credit. The Heat afterwards, you know, LeBron didn't think it was a big deal. The coach did. Spoelstra did think it was a big deal. But it is a long season. You know, New York is 14-4. Miami's 12-5. Certainly record-wise, they are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference, but a big, big win, I think, for the Knicks kind of sends a message to the rest of the league because, A, they did it without Carmelo, B, they did it on the second day of back-to-backs on the road in Miami against, obviously, the defending Miami Heat, the defending NBA champion. So I think a huge win. Yes, it's early, but a huge win for the Knicks. And not scratch-your-head loss for the Miami. That was the Washington loss was scratch-your-head. But now, you know, they have to look in the mirror a little bit. Again, Wade and Bosch both played poorly. If they both play poorly, then anybody can beat Miami. But give the Knicks credit. And again, back to the drawing board early. They're not worried in Miami, but certainly there are some question marks there. One other game last night, Mavericks in Phoenix to play the Suns. Now, Dirk Nowitzki has not played for the Mavericks yet. They've managed to stay near 500, which is what they are without Dirk Nowitzki, if that. But they beat the Suns last night in Phoenix. Mavericks 97, Suns 94. Suns are just not a very good team. Dallas moves to 9-10. Phoenix moves drops to 7-13. Not a very good defensive fourth quarter. Phoenix outscored Dallas and made a game of it, 32-28. But Dallas comes out with the win on the road in the end, 97-94. O.J. Mayo, who has picked up the scoring slack when Dirk's not around, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Obviously, you can't replace Dirk Nowitzki. But the Mavericks got a lot of points off the bench. Collison with 16 off the bench. Wright with 16 off the bench. Kamen with 15 off the bench. So give them credit. But, you know, Sean Marion in double figures with 10 and 5 rebounds. But the Mavericks, look, without Dirk Nowitzki, they're not probably not even a playoff team, but for some reason, Mark Cuban blew up this team after they won the championship a couple of years ago, and they let Tyson Chandler walk, which, of course, was a gigantic mistake, and J.J. Barea. Again, I remember writing an article early, no Chandler, no Barea, no championship. I don't know why he let those guys go. No DeShawn Stevenson as well from 2 years ago. So on the one hand, the Mavericks did get their one championship. Obviously, they don't have Jason Terry this year either. On the other hand, they just had a thing where they could have made a run, I think, for 3 or 4 years in a row. But now everybody's gone but Nowitzki, And Nowitzki is injured. He has not played a game this year. And, you know, they're hovering around 500. They'll make the playoffs if Dirk comes back healthy, but they will not be any factor in the NBA title run. You just have to wonder whether the owner was happy with one championship and didn't want to spend to follow up with guys like Chandler and Barea. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Good news, everyone. Lumber Liquidators wants to send you a free catalog of hardwood flooring options. Call 800-421-1346. See how you can buy the highest quality flooring for the lowest possible prices. Here's what some of our customers have to say.
I've installed a lot of hardwood floors, but this is the best bang for the buck.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
I love Lumber Liquidators. I got quality products for less, and the online ordering was easy.
At Lumber Liquidators, we buy direct from the mills, and we pass the savings on to you. Call right now and get the floor guide and catalog absolutely free. It has hundreds of top quality flooring such as solid hardwoods, laminates, bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a transferable 100-year warranty. Our catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to help you find the right floor for you. Call 800-421-1346 and get your free catalog. 800-421-1346. That's 800-421-1346.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Kallis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Kallis Show. A few other things to get to. As you know, the Heisman Trophy tomorrow night. Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, the redshirt freshman quarterback from Texas A&M, viewed to be the favorite, but maybe not as big a favorite as you think, since yesterday They gave out all the other college awards. Obviously, the Heisman is the biggest, but Manti Te'o, the linebacker from Notre Dame, won not one but two Player of the Year awards, the Walter Camp Player of the Year and the Maxwell Award for the best player. This is not for the best defensive player. Te'o won that as well, the Chuck Bednarik best defensive player in the country. So while a lot of people seem to think Johnny Manziel has almost a lock on the Heisman tomorrow night, it would appear the notion that Manti Te'o last night won two Best Players of the Year awards, the Walter Camp Award and the Maxwell Award, that this is a much tighter Heisman vote than we think. But we'll just have to wait and see. Only three guys going to New York this year: Klein, the quarterback from K-State, Johnny Manziel from Texas A&M, and again, Manti Te'o, the linebacker from Notre Dame. I still think Johnny Football is going to win it, but I don't mind the defensive players winning the Heisman. And I think this year, with Notre Dame, shockingly in my opinion, being undefeated, I think he's certainly a worthy Heisman Award winner if they give it to him. But Johnny Manziel beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa and had glowing statistics behind that in the SEC, Texas A&M's first year in the SEC, so he certainly could be it as well. Manziel did win the Davy O'Brien Award. That's for the best quarterback in the country. And Monte Ball from Wisconsin won the best won the Doak Walker Award for best running back in the country. But the Heisman is tomorrow night, 8 p.m. I know it's on TV. I think it's ESPN at 8 p.m. Eastern. It may be ABC. I'm not sure, frankly. I don't have that in front of me. But the Heisman Trophy given out tomorrow night. You know, personally, I don't watch these award ceremonies. Just tell me who won. But that's just me. A few other things tomorrow night. Manny Pacquiao against Marquez. Again, fight number four. And again, the first three fights were very close. Pacquiao won two. One was a draw. But even those were very controversial, so we'll just have to see. Now, Pacquiao has knocked down Marquez on two different occasions in these three fights. Pacquiao has never gone down. Everybody's still waiting for Pacquiao Mayweather, but we don't know if that's going to happen or not. So fight number four tomorrow night that's the top boxing match of, I think, maybe this whole year, frankly. But we'll see what happens there as well. And again, everybody's waiting for another fight. They're not really waiting for this fight. Yesterday in college basketball, four top 20 teams playing. The main one, I think, to look at was number four, Syracuse. But they're playing at home against a not very good Long Beach State team. Long Beach State has been up and down these last few years. This appears to be a down year. They go into the Carrier Dome. Number four, Syracuse, buries them 84-53. Syracuse is now 7-0, number four in the country. Michael Carter Williams, who leads the nation in assists, Boeheim, a great recruiter, of course. He had 15 points and 10 assists to lead Syracuse to a 31-point victory over Long Beach State. Last night's win was was the 897th win of Boeheim's illustrious college career. He only trails two D1 men's coaches, Bob Knight, of course, at 902, and Bob Knight's pupil, who broke his record, Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, now has 935 wins at Duke. He coached at West Point before, but 935 Division I wins. And, you know, I don't think Boeheim's going to catch Coach K, but he now is approaching the 900 mark and should, of course, pass Bob Knight's 902. He needs six more. Obviously, should pass him this season. Syracuse has a very good team, and they're off to a 7-0 start. A few other top 25 games. Again, the problem, as we've discussed, nothing very exciting going on early in the season. Number 11, Cincinnati, buried Arkansas Little Rock 87-53. Number 16, Creighton, buried Nebraska in Nebraska 64-42. And San Diego State University beat UCSB at home. San Diego State at home, 84-70. San Diego State ranked number 17 in the country. Creighton ranked number 16 in the country. And again, Cincinnati ranked number 11 in the country. So these are the kind of games you get early on. We'll be getting into conference play in a few weeks. That should be a little better. And then hopefully there'll be more even matchups, more meaningful games, more exciting games. A lot of people think the college basketball season is totally meaningless because of March Madness. I don't agree with that, but it certainly isn't that meaningful. But you still like to see top 10, top 15 teams play some top competition. And when they play each other, those are usually pretty good games. After that, absent that, you often have 84-53 blowouts like you did have last night up in the Carrier Dome. Always give you a game on Friday. I'm going with the Bears -3 at the Vikings, although the season is on the line for the Vikings. Frankly, Christian Ponder has just not played well. Percy Harvin's out for the season. And while you do have Adrian Peterson, and again, if you have Adrian Peterson, probably the best running back in football, if you've got him running for 100, 120 yards every game and your passing numbers are not really good, well, that's a problem. Having said that, the Vikings are 6-6. This is their last stand. The Bears are 8-4, but I'm going to go with the Bears -3 over the Vikings in Minnesota. I believe in Jay Cutler. I do think he's not an elite quarterback, but a very good to excellent NFL quarterback, and I think on Sunday he will lead the way. Bears at the Vikings, Bears -3, that's the pick. Tonight on television, a basketball doubleheader on ESPN, the Celtics at the 76ers, 7 o'clock Eastern, that's on ESPN. After that, a good one, the Lakers. Well, I think a good one, you know, I don't know, maybe the Lakers just aren't that good. Maybe I've been wrong about them. But the Lakers at Oklahoma City to play the Thunder, that's at 9:30 Eastern on ESPN. So your doubleheader beginning at 7 Eastern on ESPN, Celtics at 76ers, Lakers at the Oklahoma City Thunder. If you get the Yes Network, the Brooklyn Nets, a pretty good team. Mark Jackson comes back to Brooklyn. That's where he went to high school. Warriors, Jackson obviously the coach of the Warriors. Warriors at the Nets, that's 7:30 Eastern. That's on the Yes Network. So you actually have three pretty decent games, but with the Lakers at the Thunder, assuming the Lakers can really play to their ability. Again, no Steve Nash yet, but that's a marquee matchup normally. One college basketball game, VCU, Shaka Smart, still doing a good job there, at Old Dominion, 9:15 Eastern. That's on the NBC Sports Network, VCU at Old Dominion. And that's pretty much it. It's a basketball night for the most part. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.